if I enjoy it, I suppose I need to give back something to it. It's as simple as that.
Oh, I give to a lot of worthwhile causes for the very same reason. It's every bit helps. It's hard to get the message out these days. It's very hard. It's very expensive and takes a lot of a lot of infrastructure to keep it going.
I think all of us in the Christian community especially, who have a heart to see a station have an impact on the city for God, I think there is a sense of responsibility for us all to contribute to that, because without that listener support, I don't think Hope could do what it is doing.
Hope just offers something just, yeah, it's very precious, something very precious. It's got to be there. Like, it's a radio station that has to be there. The things that the station supports and the different charities that they talk about around the world, it's just, it's eye-opening and it's heart-opening as opposed to so many other things. So, yeah, just if everybody gives a little bit, then it can stay on the air. It would be so sad that if everyone thought everybody else was giving and then suddenly there's no Hope 103.2, would be a real shame.
You need the support as you are not supported through any other mechanism other than my donors. It's vitally important to have hope, faith and love clearly expressed over our airways.
Giving for me is just sort of a natural part of tithing. I choose to give to Hope because, one, you ask for it, so you obviously need it, and I'm quite willing to sort of to give when that sort of time comes up.
Well, to keep the station on air for that reason, to keep being available to people to listen to, and to be a source of comfort and support, and also something to be pleasant to listen to.
Because I know that it's doing a great job getting God's word out there, and I just think that as a Christian, it's a good place to give to help support that. You know, God wants us to be generous and to help other people get to hear His word, and so that's why I give to Hope.
Well, it is a listener-supported station, and listeners enjoy it, and so it's a pretty easy equation, I think. You need to put into something that you feel strongly about and support it, and that's what I do.
Well, it's listener-funded, and I think there's a lot of people who listen who can't afford to do it. And if those of us who are working and can afford to give something, so that those who also can get huge benefit from the station. I've got to keep you on air to help those people who just can't help financially, but they very much need to hear what comes across.